fascinating Chazal. The Torah speaks in Parashat Tetzaveh about the Mizbeach. And the Torah tells us a fascinating Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Mem Gimel. The Torah tells us when the Arati Shomel of Nei Yisrael when it dash b'kvoidi. And on the Mizbeach where you offer Kabbanis, Hashem will appear there with Nei Yisrael when it dash b'kvoidi. So Rashi says, V'ayati shom es voyri mon b'dibur k'melach v'vei ha'mokom moya d'daber ma'vodim shom. I mean, k'vei ha'mokom over there to speak with Klal Yisrael. And Rashi, the previous Rashi, also said, Asher b'voyri l'chem shoma, when I want to speak with you, I'm going to speak from there. And Rashi brings that from here, there are Rabbi Seinu, there are those that hold and may that learn from here, Shemi al ha'mizbeach ha'chanechoshes. And the mizbeah that was made from brass, covered in brass. By Yehovah Kodesh Baruch Hu, medaber in Moshe. Moshe spoke to Moshe from the time of the Mishkan. And there are those who hold me al kapoyris, as we had before. Rashi here brings a machlokes of Rabbi Seinu Chachamenu Zal. From where did Yehovah Kodesh Baruch Hu's voice emanate? We spoke many times that everybody remembers and knows, of course, if you ask everybody where did Hashem speak from, he spoke from the Mokum of Aroin, from the Bibena Kruvim. And yet Rashi here notes to us that there's a different opinion. There's another Shita that holds that Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael from above the Mizbeach, from on the Mizbeach, and the Choshes, and this needs beer. Bishleimar, we understand that Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael. We bring Shnei Akum from above the Aroin with the Luchos HaBris, where Hashem gave the Luchos to Klal Yisrael, Elu, the Aseres HaDibros, which are on the Luchos, which are in the Kapoy, which are in the Aroin. And above that Aroin, there's those beautiful Kruvim, the two baby faces that represent the relationship between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the sweetness. We understand that Hashem's voice emanates to talk to Paiso from there. But what is the pshat of the opinion that we just learned now that Rashi brings that Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael from above the Mizbeah where they offer Kabbanis? Why should be that the place where Hashem's voice emanates from? And maybe the answer to this question can be based on a Chazal that's not, it's a little bit known, but the Makor of this Chazal is in the Hakamah to Ein Yaakov. Over there he brings three Shitas. Which Pasuk is the Pasuk that from all the Torah, from where we're going to learn, the one Pasuk which encapsulates in a certain way Kol HaTorah Kulo? The Gemara there brings three Shitas. The Chazal brings their sheet. This is not a Gemara, it's a Chazal, it's a Medrash. One sheet is the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Which we understand that to be the Makar. That's very understandable. But that's the Makar of all our Amuna, which through the world stands on Amuna. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is one God who's created and runs the whole world. Another mandom brings v'haf l'reach kamoicha, as we know that is, of course, zeh klal gadol b'torah. The whole basic of Yah is based on l'reach kamoicha. Even b'nam l'chaveiro, as we mentioned many times, that Hashem is called our friend. The reach of reach, as Rashi says in Shabbos. And obviously we have to respect the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a creation to its creator, but Hashem is a certain aspect of a friendship. And therefore, we don't do to Hashem what we don't want. We want to listen to Hashem just like we want Hashem to listen to us. But the third pasuk that's brought by Amar Dama is fascinating. He says the pasuk that encapsulates the one pasuk that encapsulates the Torah as a keves echot taseva boiker as a keves hashiri tesar bino aboyim, which is a pasuk in this week's parasha. Also, the pasuk that mentioned the Korban Talmud. And be'emes, if we can focus on it, we have to understand what is the Chazal teaching us. This is the pasuk that encapsulates everything. And I think here is a tremendous yesod which answers our original question. That there's a certain greatness, a tremendous greatness. Avada, we need emunah, and avada, we need so important. But there's one thing that's so necessary for avodas Hashem, and that is tmidus, consistency. That a person has to know that his consistency makes him a true Eved Hashem. If a person does mitzvahs but sporadically, it shows that, okay, he knows as a creator, he wants to do what's right. But if he's consistent, it shows that he's true Eved Hashem. He understands the concept of Avdus. He understands that there's no breaks. We're constantly in a matzah of Avdus. We can have vacations, we have time off, but not from Avodas Hashem, not from Yiddishkeit. Wherever we are, we have to keep the mitzvahs. And the fact that we're consistent shows our dveikus, our total connection, and our cement. That was cemented with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were always Shavisi Hashem Lenegi Tomid, were always in His presence. And on this, the pasuk says, Oilas Tomid Ho Asiyah Basinai, Oilas Tomid Ho Dorosa Eicham. You should make Oilas Tomid, Oila every day with all the generation. Pesach Ol Moed, Asher Ivo Eilachem Shom Adabi Lecha Shom. This is the place I chose to speak to you, because this Mizbeach, which represents the Korban Talmud, which represents the sort of this consistency, of not missing, of every day in your life, making it count, make it worthwhile, serving Hashem to the utmost, every day being a special day, but consistently. On this Mizbeah, Hashem says, I'm going to talk to Klal Yisrael. I'm going to show you how much consistency means to me, how much I see that you're true Eved Hashem, Oilas Tomid, the consistent carbon of the Tomid, which brings tremendous bracha to Klal Yisrael. And therefore that was chosen as the place where Hashem's voice emanates from. When Hashem wants to talk to us as a master to His Avodim, the place where represents most the Avdus is the place where we truly are Avodim. We're doing it every day. We're consistent in our Avodah. The everyday Shachar, so we don't miss the Boisai. And we spend the time out to make the concentrate effort not to miss a Shachar or Boisai, not to miss a davening with a minion. These are people in the world that have gone to tremendous lengths to always find a place with a minion that should be consistent dominion. They're consistent every day. People never miss that. They're learning set schedule, Rabbi Sai. Avada, whatever you learn is important, Rabbi Sai. But it's so, so important to be consistent, to not to miss, to have the feels. One of the biggest questions that they ask a person when he comes up, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, there are six questions they ask. It's not Lamada to Toiro, El Kavato Eaton, where you set a specific time that never will be budged from. Every day after the davening, you sat there for 5, 10, whatever amount of time you have, the more the merrier, the more the better. But you sat there, you didn't budge, no matter what, Rabbi Yisrael. And I want to tell over Rabbi Yisrael and end with a Kavaldika story. There was a Talmud of mine recently who was going through a difficult situation. He was in a matter where he had support for a certain amount of time, and it reached the time in his life where he needed to go out to support himself. And he was looking desperately for a job. He had gone to school, but the jobs were not coming to support a large family that he had, Ken Yerbo. And he called me up a little desperately. He said that the time of the support is ending. I have a few weeks left. I'm trying. I'm sending in resumes. Things are not going. Rebbe, what should I do? And we were discussing the situation. I said, listen, how's your learning going? This is a person was an Avrich, he learned in Koilal, and Taka was somebody that was very successful in his learning, but he had to come to the point where he had to go out and support his family. So I said to him, how's your learning going? He said, good, whenever I have a chance, it's here, it's there. I said, do you make a specific time? No, you know, listen, I'm very busy now, I'm looking for jobs, I'm busy with the children. You know, Mr. Shem, when things get better, more kavua, when things get more stable, when I get my job, find the job, I said to this young man who was a close Talmud, I said, listen to me, whatever you have to do, whatever you need in life, you got to make a set time. When you make it like this and like that, it happens, but sometimes it doesn't happen. Make a specific time. Right after davening every day, I told him, he reminded me afterwards, I told him, shut off your phone. Not just make a computer, so 5 minutes, I told him. 5 minutes? 5 or 15 minutes, I mean, maybe. I told him, 15 minutes. But shut off your phone in those 15 minutes. No one could call you. Even if Obama or Trump needs you, no one needs you at that moment. Those 15 minutes are muktush, because it's baruch hu. And Mitzvah Hashem, you'll see bracha. He calls me back, or I wasn't home, he called my wife a week later. He said, Rebbe, you won't understand what happened. 2 days later, months I was looking for jobs. I said, Rebbe, but 2 days later, the calls were coming, inviting him for interviews. And he even got a job offer. But his wife said, you know what? Maybe you'll get even a better job offer. He said there weren't even jobs. He didn't even know why he listened to his wife. But he said, yeah. And he continued the schedule of every day, the 15 minutes, without a break, without the phone on, just right after Dami go Ray Michael or Chayel to the learning. Lo and behold, 2 days later, he gets an offer from a firm that already had seen his resume. And a few months later, he tried very hard to get with them. For some strange reason, they said, please come down, we're very interested. And he got a job, and it was better than the job offer his wife that he had a couple of days later. His wife told him to wait another tenth, whatever, who knows how much thousands more, and better conditions. And he said, Rebbe, he thinks it's for sure. Months he was waiting before this fierce Eitan, this tmidus, this consistency every day, Rabbi Yisai. I'm mentioning this to the oil, Rabbi Yisai. I've told a few people recently about this. Make this a kviyas, Rabbi Yisai. We all have things in life, even a ben Torah, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara is going to say they're going to ask him kavat to eat him. He's learning all day, but there's sometimes this gets put. Hashem loves consistency, Rabbi Yisai. So be consistent. That shows you're a real eved. You're showing to Hashem, Hashem. Let's take time out of our day to make a kviyas eat him for learning, Rabbi Yisai. For our davening, Rabbi Yisai. We'll never lose, we'll only gain. We'll mekayim what it says over here, the pasuk that the Chazal, that one of the mandamim the Chazal say, is the pasuk that encapsulates all of Torah. True avdus Hashem, this is the place where Hashem chooses to speak to Klal Yisrael. This is the true place that represents our relationship with Hashem as an eved to his master. We should be zirchah beiz Hashem to make that consistency, make that tfiyas, and beth Hashem will all be zirchah to the bracha that Hashem bestows upon us always. We'll look down upon us with our tremendous effort to keep that consistency and bless us all with prosperity, with health, with nachas, with everything good in life. Have a good Ruvah.